Welcome to episode 942 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, the Apostle Paul presents himself as an ambassador for Christ, making God's appeal through him. And throughout his second letter to the church at Corinth, he does much to illuminate the multifaceted nature of Christ. One of the most striking insights is the intricate connection between suffering and consolation in the Christian life. Paul paints a vivid picture of God as the Father of mercies and the God of all consolation, a sympathetic shepherd who carefully tends to his flock, ensuring that affliction is met with comfort. This divine attention serves a higher purpose, to equip us to share that same consolation with others who are hurting. We are not merely recipients of God's comfort, but conduits through which his love flows to a broken world. In the face of overwhelming trials, where affliction seems to overshadow consolation, Paul offers us a glimmer of hope. He reminds us that even in the darkest valleys, God's comfort is never absent. His grace is sufficient. His power is made perfect in our weakness. This unwavering hope is rooted in the understanding that our suffering is not in vain, but rather an opportunity to experience God's presence in a deeper way. Paul's attitude of praise in the face of adversity serves as a powerful model for us to emulate. Imagine the transformative impact on our Christian experience if we, like Paul, chose to praise God for his abundant comfort, even amidst our trials. This spirit of gratitude opens our hearts to receive his grace more fully and enables us to radiate his love to those around us. As we embark on our devotional journey today, let us reflect on those in our lives who are in need of God's comfort. May we be inspired to share our own testimonies of his faithfulness, extending the same divine consolation that we have received to those who are hurting. In doing so, we fulfill the divine commission entrusted to us by our Savior, becoming ambassadors of his love and grace in a world that desperately needs it. In 2 Corinthians, Paul offers unique revelations of Jesus that deepen our understanding of his nature and role within Christian theology, many related to consolation.
Today's top 10 list.
10 significant revelations of Jesus in the book of 2 Corinthians.
Number 1.
Ministry of Reconciliation. In 2 Corinthians 5:18-19, Paul introduces the concept of the ministry of reconciliation, emphasizing that through Jesus, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting people's sins against them. This revelation highlights Jesus as the agent through which reconciliation between humanity and God is achieved, emphasizing his role as the mediator and the embodiment of divine forgiveness and reconciliation. Jesus is presented as the ultimate reconciler between God and humanity, highlighting divine comfort through the restoration of broken relationships. This reconciliation provides the ultimate comfort and peace, knowing that believers are brought back into right relationship with God through Christ.
Number 2.
Bearer of our sufferings. Paul presents a profound aspect of Jesus in 2 Corinthians 1:5, where he speaks about sharing abundantly in Christ's sufferings. This portrays Jesus not only as a Savior who suffered for our sins, but as a constant presence in the sufferings of his followers, sharing in our hardships and providing comfort and redemption through his own experiences of pain and adversity. Jesus shared in humanity's sufferings and, through his own afflictions, is able to offer consolation to those who suffer. His endurance of suffering makes him a compassionate and comforting presence during our trials.
Number 3.
Power in weakness. One of the most striking revelations in 2 Corinthians is found in 2 Corinthians 12:9, where Jesus, through Paul, declares, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." This reveals a counterintuitive aspect of Jesus' power, showing that his strength is manifested in moments of human weakness. This teaching fundamentally shifts the believer's understanding of power, grace, and reliance on Christ. Jesus demonstrated that true power is made perfect in weakness. Paul highlights that just as Jesus was powerful even at his weakest moments, like at the crucifixion, believers are also given strength and comfort in our weaknesses. This encourages believers to depend not on our own abilities, but on God's grace.
Number 4.
The minister of the new covenant. In 2 Corinthians 3 verse 6, Paul refers to Jesus as the minister of a new covenant, not based on the letter, but on the Spirit. This underscores Jesus' role in establishing a covenant that brings life and is empowered by the Holy Spirit, contrasting with the old covenant that brought condemnation. As the mediator of a better covenant, Jesus provides the comforting assurance of a relationship based on grace rather than law, marked by the Spirit's transforming power rather than the letter that kills.
Number 5.
Bearer of sin and purveyor of righteousness, 2 Corinthians 5:21, presents a profound theological statement about Jesus. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This reveals Jesus as the one who took on humanity's sin to impart God's righteousness to believers, a cornerstone of Christian soteriology. Jesus bearing sin and providing righteousness is central to Christian comfort and assurance. Believers find solace in the fact that we are made righteous through Christ's sacrifice, not through our own merits.
Number 6.
The image of God. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, Jesus is described as the image of God, highlighting his divine nature and role as the perfect reflection of God's character. This revelation emphasizes the visibility of the invisible God through Christ. Paul goes on to speak of the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. This passage emphasizes that Jesus embodies and reflects the glory of God, providing a clear vision of God's character to humanity. In revealing the face of God, Jesus comforts us by showing us the nature of God himself, full of grace and truth. This revelation helps us understand who we are called to be as the image bearers of Christ.
Number 7.
The one who gives sincerity and purity to believers. In 2 Corinthians 1:12, Paul speaks about believers conducting themselves in the world with simplicity and godly sincerity, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God. This alludes to Jesus as the source of purity and sincerity for Christians, enabling us to live authentically in a complex world. Jesus imparts purity and sincerity, comforting believers with the transformation and sanctification that come from the Holy Spirit, enabling us to live lives pleasing to the Father.
Number 8.
Jesus as the example of generosity. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9 describes Jesus' act of becoming poor, though he was rich, so that through his poverty we might become rich. This revelation focuses on Jesus' self-sacrifice and generosity as a model for Christian giving and service.
Number 9.
Jesus as the judge. 2 Corinthians 5:10 introduces the idea of all believers appearing before Christ's judgment seat. This underscores Jesus' role as the judge who will assess the deeds of believers and non-believers. While the idea of judgment might seem daunting, Jesus as a just and righteous judge offers comfort to those who suffer injustice and oppression. We can take solace in knowing ultimate justice lies with Christ.
Number 10.
Jesus as the sanctifier. 2 Corinthians 1 verses 21 to 22 explains, God anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Jesus is implied as the one through whom these actions are made possible, sanctifying and securing believers for God. This sanctification confirms our identity and destiny in Christ, being transformed into his likeness.
These insights into Jesus' role and nature are not only theological assertions, but also provide practical comfort and guidance for believers, emphasizing the ongoing presence and efficacy of Jesus in the lives of Christians. Father, we thank you for revealing your love and comfort through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who reconciles, suffers with us, and strengthens us in our weaknesses. Help us to be vessels of your consolation to others, extending the grace and peace we have received through Christ. May our lives reflect your generosity, purity, and righteousness. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today.